And now Michiana Chronicles, a series of essays by area writers. This week, Jeanette Sadler-Taylor goes a long way to look for critters.
Like wildebeests out of the cage, after the last homebound year and a half, it was road trip time. Although a curious thing was that the road trip became a wildebeest trip. Unlike my friend Rosemary, who literally will go to the ends of the earth to see exotic animals, I'm not the biggest animal fan in the universe. So it seemed odd that after 18 months of going almost nowhere, I went over 3,500 miles to look at a lot of animals. Having not gotten out much, I clearly was desperate to go somewhere, anywhere. In March of 2020, Larry and I had thought to go to Key West. We had read Silas House's book, Southernmost, largely set in Key West, and it captured our imaginations. Well, that didn't happen, but the idea lingered. So as soon as safely possible, i.e. after vaccination and a lessening of the rumble of the plague wagon, we climbed into the Prius and set out to see Southernmost for ourselves. At the suggestion of my son Joseph, our first overnight of the Odyssey was spent in northern Georgia at Red Top Mountain State Park, where we stayed in a lovely cabin and saw lots of deer. By the time we reached St. Augustine, there were dolphins frolicking in the beautiful sunlit bay. Then, possibly the highlight of the trip, in Florida City, right along the highway, there was a big fat pig trucking along the edge of the road, seemingly unfazed by the traffic. It was such a stunner that I didn't even have time to grab my camera. But there was no mistaking it, and it's something I won't soon be forgetting. A little internet research revealed that there are about 500,000 of these critters roaming in Florida, and that they can be hunted without a license. If only I had known. But no camera and no gun. Just can't take me anywhere. Onward to Key West, where I had expected to see the six-toed cats at Hemingway's house, but had forgotten about the chickens wandering the streets. After all, it's been over a year and a half since I read the book, and as I said, I'm not your first choice for animal husbandry facts. There they were, though, lurking under cars like dogs do in Nepal. Apparently, they were introduced to the town when cockfighting was outlawed, and their owners just put them out to fend for themselves. They've been a crowing success at it, too. There they are, roosters, hens, chicks, and unlike the pigs, they are protected. No freelance harvesting of dinner in Key West. Having seen citified animals, it was on to the swamplands to look at gators, turtles, and lizards. Some fish, too, all just lazing about in a languid southern manner. Looking at them napping in the midday heat made us slow down and feel leisurely as well. Down on the Gulf Coast, there were pelicans posing on pier posts, much to the delight of this passerby. If the ocean wasn't enough of a delight, this made things even more picturesque. This America is so good and varied. Wonders just abound, especially after 18 months of being homebound. Makes you look around with a greater sense of wonderment. Then, as we wended our way back north, we looked mightily for bear, which road signs warned us of in Alabama. But the bears must have been warned as well, because we saw neither hide nor hair of bear. But pay dirt in Tennessee. While technically not wildlife, it's a wildlife story. In Dayton, Tennessee, we saw the site of the Scopes Monkey Trial. There's a museum, but in what I suppose to be a remnant of the pandemic, it was closed tighter than freshly sealed canning, even though we were there during the posted hours. Frankly, a big disappointment, because my honey will tell you that I love monkeys. Reporting from Wild Kingdom, this is Jeanette Sadler-Taylor.
Michiana Chronicles can be heard every Friday during Morning Edition at 7:45 a.m. and at 12:30 p.m. during Here and Now. Michiana Chronicles is a production of 88.1 WVPE.